A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 15. Group souls basically involve a micro droplet of God energy. And this is used to animate an entire species that already has inborn programming known as instinct. Accomplishing this is easier on a scale of easy to hard. It's just a matter of going along with the programming. Still, group souls make some decisions that are not in line with their programming. This usually results in disease or death of anything from crops to trees and everything in between. Group souls that animate animals have a higher level of sophistication than those that animate plants. With animals, you start to see personality. Some animals have a great deal of outright charisma. They seem quite wise in their knowing. When you observe this, you can be sure that this animal is in its last cycle as part of a group soul. It is ready to individualize. You especially see this with animals that humans keep as companions, especially dogs and cats, but not exclusively. There are birds, snakes, lizards, mice, rats, pigs, and several other species who may be ready to take the leap towards individualization. You are probably very aware of what I'm talking about here. You can even see this in farm animals like horses, cows, and sheep. You can see it in dolphins, most certainly. The next time you are around an animal, whether it is your beloved companion or one you see on your travels somewhere, take a good look, and you will know which ones are ready to make the transition. You will just know. Next up, individual souls. If you, as an individual soul, have a strong bond with dogs or cats, it is likely that you have been one in a previous incarnation. Likewise, if you love all animals, it is likely that you have had too many lifetimes to count as animal species. If you don't like animals at all, you probably missed the boat on having this particularly incredible experience.